I'm delighted now to welcome to the program Nick Gadbois, Rusty Storbeck, and Sally Blakemore. They are all musicians in the band Shona Slovakia, which is playing at El Farol this Saturday from 9 to 12:30. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So Shona Slovakia, that's a kind of multicultural name right there. What's it all about?
Well, it started in our house, actually. And Rusty and Nick and I had been the core group, and we were like going, what can we name ourselves? And we wanted to keep Shona because we were playing some of that traditional music we've sort of improvised out on. And then we said...
Which is from where?
From Zimbabwe.
So the marimba music.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the
music,
Shona part
the Shona
comes
part.
From.
And then the other one, we went, where's the farthest place from that that we could combine with? And it was Slovakia. So we went, Shona Slovakia. Ha ha ha. But what's happened now, people that are from Slovakia come to our shows. And they say, where is our music?
Yeah. And is it there?
No, we're adding it slowly.
That's hilarious. Now, what does each one of you play? What do you play, Nick?
I play electric guitar, and I sing. I write some of the songs.
And I play the soprano marimba and hosho, which is a shaker, and other percussion instruments.
And Sally?
And I play the African marimba. It's an extended, there's three octaves, a steel drum, a Trinidad steel drum, bongos, percussion instruments, and accordion.
All at one time,
no
doubt.
All at one time.
So this is, it's quite a band, and you do a variety of things, and we're going to go out with a piece of music that I hope contains elements of everything. But how do you, I mean, where do you get your songs? Some of them are covers. Are they all covers?
We do covers now. Nick's written some fabulous songs that we've added, and he's written some ranchera and funk and sort
of
ska. So we're having a lot of fun with his ideas and adding elements of what we like to do too. Because the whole band is a democratic band, so everyone takes a solo whenever they can.
Kind of when the spirit moves them?
Exactly.
That's right.
When people ask you to characterize what this is, how do you describe it? I mean, a little bit of everything? Or?
It's dance music from around the world.
Ah, okay.
It's definitely dance music, and another strong element is New Orleans dance music.
Right.
There's quite a few songs with this New Orleans flavor. We do a Professor Longhair song, a couple of them actually, and St. James Infirmary, all this stuff that came, you know, where the African music met America. And it's a good combination.
And it's also just wild, fun fusion because we do listen to each other. And when someone says something totally new, the whole band goes wild. So we fuse everything with everything else. It's really fun.
On top of all this, you're all artists of one kind or another. Nick is an incredible painter whose work was actually up here in the Santa Fe Baking Company not long ago and who's been exhibited all over the United States. And Sally, you're an incredible illustrator and designer. And Rusty is, among other things, a multilingual person, translator of Russian. Do you bring all that creativity and work into the music somehow?
Yeah, it all happens. You know, I did the cover art on our CD, and then, you know, Sally does all the posters, and she's a constant, relentless promoter, sending out emails.
But I think the dynamics of other arts, like, you know, contrast and composition, all play into it. I mean, we're all just reaching for that edge. And so it's fun to do as a team and not alone.
Well, it's creative, too, because we get to make up our sound, you know, just improvise. And we'll just grab anything. We do a waltz, and we just don't care.
But we do mean business.
Ah, yes.
Now, do you have a following of dancers and fans that show up at your gigs?
We do. It's interesting. When we had that big, you know, CD release party, we had about 250 people show up. And then through the year, we played all year last year at Second Street Brewery. And through the year, we had like handfuls of 20 and 30 of that same group showing up. And then we met a lot of different people playing a lot of different venues this year. We played Zozobra, we played Fiesta, we played the Lady of the Guadalupe Festival, which is a treat. And so we've met a whole bunch of diverse groups, from book people that come, you know, handmade book people, to musicians.
You have some New Mexican music incorporated as well as everything else.
There is a song about Socorro I wrote that's on our album there, and about kind of the hard times when I was struggling in Taos in the 70s. And not that I went to Socorro, but it just kind of...
resonated.
Yeah, seemed to find its way into the song.
It's a cool one. I like it.
Yeah, it's one of our dance faves.
And there's two other members of the band, Gerald Rodriguez and Dave Smith, and they will, of course, be with you on Saturday night at El Farol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. El Farol, here we come.
The band is called Shona Slovakia, and they'll be playing at El Farol this Saturday, the 11th of February, from 9 until 12:30 in the morning. Thank you so much for being with us. And how can people get your disc, Shona Slovakia?
Well, you can order it from our website.
Which is
artywildmaker.org.
Wildmaker. A-R-T-Y.
Uh-huh. artywildmaker.org.
Excellent. I will link to that on my website as
well.
Thank
you so much.
Nick Gadbois, Rusty Storbeck, and Sally Blakemore, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and we're on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.